Mating matters. It's why we do what we do. I'm Dr. Wendy Walsh, a psychologist and relationship guru, and I've got a new podcast that explores the secret evolutionary motivation for human behavior. Mating Matters. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Let's get it started.
Mike Costa.
Hello, Mike Costa. Me got Deadwood. I can help.
Judson Richards.
I Costa, me Deadwood. Bye now.
Here's Costa and Judson.
To right center field, and that'll get in for a hit. Now we're on Tatis run. Headed for third and beyond. They're going to try and send it. Throw the plate. He's safe. Tatis Jr. scores from first on a single from Hosmer.
Yeah, he's starting to feel like the most electrifying man in all of sports. Fernando Tatis Jr.
Greatest ever.
Costa, you are also the most electrifying man in San Diego, buddy.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It is good to be back. Oh, my.
Oh,
what a vacation.
A vacation, i.e. moving in with your mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you guys are together with your beautiful fiance, Lauren,
yep. Mm-hmm.
In the hamlet we know as Alpine.
We are turning this house into a home, buddy. It makes me emotional just thinking about it.
The smell of mom's cooking.
You know, we shared a group text yesterday. I felt like Fletch was having some abandonment issues about me leaving. Fletcher, are we good, buddy?
Get in my belly!
Are we good? Now, don't hide behind drops. You know, I don't take a lot of vacation days.
Hide behind drops.
This was not a vacation.
You left me alone with Costa for 3 days.
I'm sorry. You know, I love you guys.
Right.
I'm back. I think Fletch is already tired of me.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I would catch him looking out the window out of the big old aquarium window we have in this beautiful studio.
Petunia Richards already gave me like six eye rolls this morning, man.
Is Judd coming back ever?
Oh, boy.
Tell me, Dad. Tell me he's coming back.
Well, it's great to be back. Excited. I actually said to Lauren on Friday, I said, I really miss being on the radio. And I said, do you miss hearing me on the radio? And she was like, meh. But no matter what.
You're on the radio?
Most importantly, so good to be back with you guys. Thanks again. There was a lot of extra work. That's one thing about taking off, especially over summertime, because Ornberger pulled a week trip, a few days off, and left everybody kind of working double time.
The ball's on that guy.
So thanks to Pete. Thanks to John. Thanks to Steve. And so good to be back. If you missed it, Manny Machado on Instagram.
Ooh.
We'll get you up to date on this story upcoming at 6:30. Here's a question for you right out of the gates. And it's not about how fat I am. All right?
Mm. Super fat, though.
Do I look fatter?
That chair's creaking, bro.
I'm doing that thing where I hide my really growing fat face under a beard.
Well, that's what I do. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good looking with it, but it's to hide the bullfrog.
Are you?
Yeah, 100%,
man. Are you?
I was at the beach yesterday, and people were looking twice. What's up? Hey there.
Speedo guy.
That's total bogus.
Speedo guy out there at the beach. What? You got some good beach time in?
Yes, very much so. Yesterday, the water was wonderful, and we get to the best of the weekend. I was Aquaman. Wait till you hear what I ran across.
What beach were you at? What private beach were the Costas at this weekend?
The La Jolla Beach Tennis Club.
Oh,
right there, just south of the La Jolla Shores.
Yeah, are you guys members? Or?
No, my brother-in-law is, and so anytime I can sponge off of him, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. Fletch, what beach were you at this weekend?
The Merced Dunes.
Ooh, good. Oh, I heard the waves were epic.
Yeah, was it because of your brother-in-law? Were you sponging off of him for the Merced Dunes?
No, just Mommy and Poppy.
Aww.
So cute.
Aww. Well, a lot of NBA news to get to. We will get you up to date on everything. We'll talk about the All-Star Game in just a moment, but you heard that highlight coming in. Fernando Tatis Jr., Costa, when I say the most electrifying man in sports, we know he is in San Diego. We know the excitement that surrounds him.
Yeah.
But I think we all kind of wish that the country, that the world knew about what we have here in San Diego, including scoring from first base on a single.
It's called hustle, Judd.
Yes,
it is.
It's
called hustle.
And speed.
Well, you know, you make up your mind, I'm going. And of course, Glenn Hoffman has a lot to do with it, waving him in. But you go back to last week, the heads-up play on the pop-up. And when he, you know, tagged up and stole, he didn't steal home place, but, you know, the head first slide into home.
Yep.
The head's in the game. I do think, I have to disagree with you, I do think the baseball world now officially knows who Fernando Tatis Jr. is. I don't think There's nobody out there who follows baseball that's sitting there going, oh, wow, who's this guy they have in San Diego? I think in a very short period of time, he's begun to resonate with everybody in baseball.
I certainly think it helps him as well to have a recognizable name, much like Vlad Guerrero Jr., although Vlad Guerrero Jr. will be in the Home Run Derby with 8. He's got 8 home runs. He was called up a little late this year, but you got 3 guys with 20 or more for the Padres, including Franmil Reyes. I step away for like a day and a half, and Franmil all of a sudden, what does he have, 50 home runs this season?
He's getting close.
I mean, good Lord, did we find out who the real Jinx is?
I know.
Is this on me?
We weren't going to say anything.
Am I crushing the Franimals' dreams rooting for him?
Listen, it's your first day back. We're not going to pile on.
That's
true. Yeah, we are. You are the Jinx. Hey, before we forget. Is that our sounder? Play that sounder one more time.
That was wild.
Beginning today on this show, are going to start qualifying family members to win passes to Comic-Con 2019. If you've ever seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, these are like the golden tickets, man. If you don't have them, thing sells out way, way in advance. We've got them. We've got a handful of them. We're going to start qualifying you family members beginning today between now and about 6:20, 6:24 or so. Be listening for that sounder. And when you hear it, just be the 5th caller, 844-570-1360, and you'll qualify. We'll do it again in the 7 o'clock hour, I believe.
We're qualifying 2 per hour.
Oh, 2 per hour.
Yeah, okay. Every day this week.
All right. So are we going to take 2 then in this first or just the 6 o'clock hour? We're going to play it twice. We're going to play it twice in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll do it again in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll qualify you. And then the Loose Cannons, Steve and Rich, will announce the winner during their show of today's Comic-Con passes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, so we are qualifying for Comic-Con. We have tickets.
We've got them.
We have passes. We also want to ask you this. Who would you compare Fernando Tatis Jr.'s game to? Is there a player from the past? Is there a player in the present that reminds you of Fernando Tatis Jr.? 844-570-1360. Text us 70470. You know, the NFL draft loves to do this with quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And a part of the comparison has to do with the projection of what their career could be. Because what are we looking at Fernando? Like, what is the ceiling that we are potentially looking at for Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Okay, if you ask the question, who does he remind me of? And the names I'm going to give you, we're talking baseball royalty, rarefied air. But you look at his height. And what he's able to do as a big man and how, you know, athletic he is and the range he has, does he have a little Cal Ripken Jr. in him? He's got the power to park a ball. Does he have a little bit of young A-Rod in him from the height, from that the height angle? Is there some Derek Jeter in him? Again, I'm mentioning baseball royalty, but you ask, you know, former players. Those are guys I look at him thinking, if everything goes right, we might be talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. when it's all over being in that group.
844-570-1360. Again, what's the ceiling that you see for Fernando Tatis Jr.? How high could he actually go in his career and his ability? And who does he remind you of? A player from the past, a player from the present. Fletch, you got somebody?
I do, but you're both going to make fun of me for it.
No, we're not. We're not.
Yeah.
And it's only for a 2-week span in 2014. I thought one of the most electric players in the MLB was Andres Torres for the Giants. On their trip to the World Series, that dude was unreal on the base paths.
Okay.
He was just hitting like a madman for 2 weeks long.
Okay.
It's a 2-week period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Listen, it's safe harbor. It's a Monday.
Well, Judson already ripped me for it before the show.
He kind of gave you the...
I told you not to bring up that name. I don't know if you understand a comparison. Like, a lot of times a comparison has to do with not only the ability to play, but also the size and the way that they move and the way that they look. So you bring up a guy who, one, you have to explain what year the 2-week period was that we knew who he was. And he also is about 7 inches shorter.
Yeah. That was one of the main reasons the Giants won that World Series.
I don't know if you're really, really understanding of what the word comparison means. Do you
electric
understand?
On the base pass, hit like a madman, defense like a
like
Giselle?
Who is he similar to?
We are looking at a decade kind of talent, a potentially generational kind of talent, and you compare him to Andres Torres.
You said, what does he remind you of?
Yeah. Not like, what's the opposite? Or like, what's like 4% of his ability and that remind you of?
You might.
There was a two-week period where this forgettable player, I mean, you talk about names that you would absolutely forget that ever came across your television
screen.
You
know who he reminds me of?
And you just compared him, Fernando Tatis Jr.
In that conversation you have, I just thought, former Pirates catcher Mike LaValle. He's a guy that I think when you stand them next to each other, there is your comparison.
There he is. You know, I actually...
You are a hater.
I do see him as really a young A-Rod. If you look at the Seattle Mariner days...
A-Rod did roids and was discontinued from the MLB. So
If you look at the Seattle Mariners days of Alex Rodriguez before he signed that enormous contract, like if you remember when A-Rod came onto the scene, I mean, he was such a likable character because he was soft-spoken and his game was just beautiful. But the difference between A-Rod, especially when he got so weird and signed that $250 million deal and did all the steroids and, Tatis has this whimsical kind of nature at which he plays with where it's like he understands the stage because of who his dad is, but he really doesn't care about the stage and he kind of just loves to play the game of baseball.
See, and it's okay, so let's think about the guys in terms of who really always kept that childlike innocence throughout their baseball career. The great Ernie Banks.
Does he remind you of Ernie Banks? I never got to watch Ernie Banks.
And neither do I, but just Ernie Banks, who always said, it's such a great day, let's play two.
Let's play two.
Who arrived at the ballpark every single day, big smile on his face, let's play two. Yeah, we're playing baseball.
He was an MVP on some of the worst teams in baseball, which is really, really difficult to do. As we know, we often just give the MVP to the best player in the league or the best team in the league.
So it's those guys who just seem to really, really grasp, and I think Fernando Tatis Jr. does. Yes, it's a business. Yes, it's very important how he produces for the team, because if he's doing well, it means wins and money and blah, whatever, blah, 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 as you would like to say.
Sure.
But he's also a guy wakes up, is flying out of bed, I get to play baseball again today.
Does he remind you at all of Joe Panic?
No.
Fletch?
No.
Do you see Joe Panic, someone who is short and often forgettable in a Major League Baseball uniform?
No.
Is anybody else out there that reminds you of him?
Does he Fletch a little Chili Davis? Maybe?
Yeah, you're right. He almost reminds me of a young Judson Richards.
I'm flattering. Love that lettuce of his hair of his head, too. Do we have
little Jeff Kent? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That's me.
Jeff Kent, 40-plus home run season one time.
He was kind of tall.
Our close personal friend, Andy Hallbrun, post-game Fox Sports San Diego, with the Padres representative, the all-star Kirby Yates.
It's pretty neat. Hasn't really said anything yet, I don't think. Made a couple phone calls, held back some tears, I think, when I was talking to my dad. But, I'm sure I'll have that moment. I'm sure I'll have it soon. I just haven't really had it yet.
Your journey has been so... I mean, you've kind of remade yourself since coming up a few years ago, kind of being that journeyman pitcher. Well, does it mean anything more to you just having gone through that and then having, remade yourself into this closer that you are now?
A little bit. I think I've had to earn everything I've gotten. I had to earn my way to the big leagues. I had to earn my way to stay here. I had to earn every role I've got. I think this is something that I feel proud because I earned. And nobody's ever going to take this away from me. I think that's the one thing I'm going to take away from this is that.
So that was Kirby Yates, very emotional and good for him, man. You talk about a career that was just trying to stay afloat. I mean, he was treading water for his career to now do some really, really special things from a closer standpoint. Statistically speaking, absolutely deserves to be there. He has earned it. At the same time, you kind of feel like he's taking a spot you'd really like to see for the Padres.
Well,
again, do you kind of feel that way a little bit? It's like, damn it, Kirby, Tatis should be the Padres representative. Or damn it, Kirby, Machado should be the Padres representative.
Yeah, you wish it was a little more sexier, but again, Kirby has earned it. And when you, as Annie alluded to in the interview, when you go to the backstory with Kirby Yates, and here is a guy who everything that's come his way in a positive way, he's gone out and captured. He grabbed the bull by the horns to get where he is today, and that's, you know, in the All-Star game. Yeah, you'd love to be at the big flash of a Fernando Tatis Jr. or, you know, a Manny Machado. I get it, but baseball, hey, Kirby Yates, you're the guy. Congratulations, you're representing the Padres.
844-570-1360. Let's say you get one more representative for the Padres. Who most deserves to be there for the Padres? Deserves. Who most deserves to be there for the Padres? Who would you go with?
I would say Fernando.
To be there.
Listen, I would say Fernando Tatis Jr. just because of electricity. But I also go back to something we talked about a couple weeks ago. If you're Major League Baseball and you see the dwindling numbers in attendance, don't you want to get your young stars on that stage?
So you think Tatis in 48 games, he's hitting .337, 11 home runs, 28 RBIs. He is most deserving for the Padres.
I think so.
I mean, you've got the red hot Manny Machado who's hitting .277, 20 home runs, 56 RBIs.
Yeah.
He's on pace for well over 100 RBIs. Then you got Eric Hosmer. Hosmer's hitting .302, 13 home runs, 60 ribbies. .302.
Yeah.
Hosmer's having a hell of a season.
I would still
take Tatis over those guys?
I take Tatis over those guys because of the youth, and eventually that is a guy you're going to be thinking in terms of one of the greats playing the game now. And if I'm baseball, I want to highlight him as soon as I can to a national audience.
Fletch, who would you go with? Most deserving for a Padre?
I got Tatis.
You say Tatis as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
Even with the 48 games played.
I think if you look at the Padres' kind of rejuvenation this year, it starts and ends with Tatis Jr. Look at them when he was out. Look at them when he's in. It's a different team.
I think I would probably have to go with Machado. Because if you look at the times missed, here's Machado, who played a pretty damn good shortstop. Now, Machado slid over from third base to play shortstop. He's got 20 home runs. He is red, red hot in the month of June.
And he's much better when Tatis is in the lineup.
But Manny Machado also has the career that he's had. Manny Machado did make himself one of the most notable names in all of Major League Baseball. And I do think that the All-Star Game should be a bit of a popularity contest. And the most popular players, because it's an exhibition game,
right,
like Machado, like Bryce Harper, be there.
But Judd, how much does Manny's baggage preclude him from being considered in that popularity contest?
All right, Bob Brenly.
No, I'm just telling you, that's got to be one of the factors that goes into it.
You say baggage, I say interesting.
No, it is interesting, but you can't deny the fact.
So that's what the All-Star Game should be leaning. Baggage, man. The All-Star Game should be leaning towards, as long as the baggage isn't spousal abuse, it isn't DUIs.
It's not steroids.
It's none of those things.
No, it's not.
No, it's interesting. It's polarizing.
Yeah, but again,
it's interesting, and Major League Baseball sometimes struggles for that.
That's why I say Tatis Jr.
So, about last night.
What the f*** happened last night?
Wow. Judson and Costa have this morning's trending topics.
Kevin Durant is going to sign with the Nets 4 years, $164 million. He will join Kyrie Irving, who is going to commit also tonight. He's essentially committed.
Hey, have you got any other little tiny flash-in-the-pan Major League Baseball players you'd like to compare Fernando Tatis Jr. to? The text line wide open, 70470.
I'm at it.
And Kevin Durant's like, you know what I'd like? I'd like the team who 2 years ago had the worst record in all of NBA. You know what I'd like?
Yeah.
I'd like the team that had the worst home attendance record last year. I'd like to join the Brooklyn Nets.
You know, here's a sound that you have to get used to. And that is that's our own Joe Tsai.
Oh, yeah.
What a weekend for the, is he now the
what
majority?
What is that sound alluding to?
I don't know. Just a rising.
Six to midnight? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, you said it. I didn't. Joe Tsai's like, yeah. Woo. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was going to be.
Please do.
I thought it was going to be the Knicks. In kudos to the representatives for Kevin Durant. Now, we knew they were taking meetings in New York.
Yes, he'd moved his office there.
But I thought it was going to be the Knicks, and I was so ready to go, oh, my God, what a terrible decision. And we knew that Kyrie wanted the Nets all along. And now, hey, Nets are in the conversation.
Really?
Kevin Durant? Although you're not going to have Durant for a year.
Yeah, let's not forget about the blown-out Achilles.
It. Well, and you look at Kyrie Irving. And
yeah,
the
how long until he's an emotional wreck?
Well, look at the times where he's had to be the guy. You know, the Celtics played better when he was injured.
Remember when Kyrie Irving was crying? He's like, I just want to be a basketball player while he's wearing his Uncle Drew movie shirt. Like, this is a guy. And DeAndre, I mean, can you call this a big three?
No.
DeAndre Jordan is a big one.
Right.
And then you've got Kevin Durant with the torn Achilles and emotional Kyrie Irving. It's like, I don't really understand the decision. I think it's good for the NBA once Kevin Durant returns. When's the last time a Brooklyn Nets game was must watch?
How about just having a good team in New York City? I'm sure Adam Silver is very thankful for that, having somebody, you know, having a team that people are going to have eyes on in the Mecca, as they call it. But Durant is, as much as he is, we assume, is trying to get away from that mercenary label. Again, he's going to a team where he is not the sole piece. He's now joining, and it's not a big three. It's a big 2.5 with DeAndre Jordan and Kyrie Irving. But you look at the rest of what the Nets have, and they're going to be without Durant for a year. I don't expect the Nets to make any sort of noise.
How will we remember Kevin Durant as a Golden State Warrior?
Two-time Finals MVP. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost kind of... You want to say it's tainted, but there's really nothing that taints it. He went to the Warriors. They were on top, and he helped them stay on top. Two rings.
He was only a Warrior for 3 years, right? Okay, so 1-2.
You can't throw shade at it.
Blew out Achilles. I really do think because they won without him, because they won 2 years prior and the one previous year, we're 73-9, and we're really rolling towards winning another one. Draymond Green is out, and the Cleveland Cavaliers come back and win it.
Yeah.
But I really do look at his greatest moment was trying to play through an injured Achilles. I really do. Because I feel like they would have won without him. I absolutely think the two that they won, they would have won without him.
So
is that fair? Probably not, but I'm just saying how I'll remember him.
Okay, so let's say 10 years from now, when we're doing this show and I'm hooked up to a feeding tube, would we still be saying, guys, remember when Durant was a Warrior? Is the narrative overwhelmingly, yeah, man, he tried to play through that Achilles injury? Or is it, hey, the guy helped him get two championships and he got two series MVPs in the process?
We remember, we seem to remember very harshly. It's one way or the other. Like, we seem to romanticize the past, or we like to kind of tear down. You know, just saying, yeah, that was fun when he was there, or he was a two-time NBA Finals MVP. I feel like it's going to be one or the other.
Just like when
he shoplifted a couple rings, or they couldn't have beaten LeBron without him. It's going to be one or the other, and I kind of lean towards shopping.
Okay, let's say you nail a foot-long rainbow trout when you're fly fishing. And maybe 15 years later, that trout is suddenly 4 feet long.
Yes.
It snapped your rod. You had to grab it with your hands. Mm-hmm. And maybe as time moves on, the story of him trying to play through the Achilles will be one of those, oh my God, remember him trying to give it a go, and he did it. Could happen. I wonder what that sound could mean.
That is ominous.
It is. It is ominous.
That's like the sound of like fighting traffic when Comic-Con is in town. And you're like, damn it, I just want to get to Starbucks downtown. Comic-Con tickets, we are qualifying you twice an hour. 844-570-1360. Caller number 5 right now. We have Comic-Con tickets. We know you want them.
Somebody took a shot at the Padres on Instagram, and one star cracked back. We're going to tell you what they said after...
Hey, it's Schaefer. Coming up later today at noon on HSF, NBA free agency in full swing. We've got the latest. Plus, we'll react to the Padres and Cardinals this past weekend at Petco. We get going at noon on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Rolling along on a beautiful Monday, family. Glad you are with us. Judd Coveney, Judson Richards is back. Officially moved back in with his mom last couple of days. In the beautiful hamlet we know as Alpine. You're back. You're looking great. Walking tall. Looking sharp. Mentally alert.
As much as you guys can try to shame me, it's right. A happy home we're building in Alpine.
Fantastic. Yeah. Everything you want and need to know about the beautiful hamlet you call home, Alpinians. Settle in for that warm cup of tea known as Alpine and You. Once again, your host, Jerry St. Jerry and Judd Coveney Sinclair.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Brady's wife, you got something coming your way in just a minute, Fletch.
Oh,
all right. Did you find it? Okay, you found it. All right, text her. This texter is on it. But thank you for bringing up Alpine, Fletch. Costa, I took a little trip to home to pot.
You did?
Not only got us a barbecue grill, but got us a leaf blower slash vacuum slash mulcher.
Oh, you got the vacuum?
I got the vacuum.
I pulled my vacuum out, and I was going to bring it into work tomorrow.
Not necessary, friend.
You got it.
Why? Because all of the property that we have out there in beautiful Alpine.
Yeah.
You know, it's a town of about 15,390 people. No,
great.
No.
Yeah.
15,391 since Mom has joined Alpine.
Yeah.
In fact, we made maybe some dinner plans with one of Alpine's biggest celebrities.
Who?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Alpine has celebrities? That's cool. What kind of grill did you get?
One that costs $199.
Okay.
We buy this beautiful grill. It's so shiny. It's big. You know what I love? Home Depot. They line them up, right? Oh. They got from like $99 to $500.
Yeah.
They have them set up out front, and then they have them put together, which is so great. They're
like 10
deep.
Okay.
Well, so we load it up in the truck. Mr. Bungee Cord, because I live in East County. I know how to bungee cord.
Yeah, you know.
I wasn't on the freeway for more than about half a mile, and just,
boom,
it just falls over.
Oh.
I mean, I felt like I just shattered this thing.
Oh, the poor grill.
The grill survived.
Nice.
We made carne asada tacos on Saturday.
Okay.
You know who wasn't invited? Fletch.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Because he can't spell. And being able to spell your own name is one of the ways you get through our door. Now, this text comes into the show. We'll talk about Manny Machado on the gram in just a minute. And, this... from the 619. Judson, biggest celebrity as in weight, that would be you. Well, that was mean.
Oh, the family's up early.
Hey,
they're engaged.
Text line. I was going there to pick on Fletch, so let's try to stay the course here.
All right.
At 70470. From the 719, it says, rewind.
Get in my belly!
It says, rewind the tape, Fletch. I believe you said Tatis runs like a Giselle. Not a gazelle. Now, before you play the tape, Costa?
Yes.
Is our text line accurate this morning, or would Fletch never confuse Tom Brady's wife to an actual animal named a gazelle?
Well, Judson, per Wikipedia, the gazelle is any of many antelope species in the genus Gazella. This article also deals with the six species, including two-feather, the Edocorcus, and the Nanger Gazella. Gazelles are known as swift
animals.
I feel like
you're pronouncing it incorrectly.
Some are able to run at bursts as high as 100 kilometers an hour or at sustained speeds of 50 miles per hour.
Because the gazelles that I know, they stem from Brazil. And they are multi-million dollar supermodels.
Well, Brazil has a different species of Giselle.
Wait a minute, you said Tatis runs like a supermodel?
Actually, I did not say he runs like. I said he plays defense like one with all the jumping and the awesomeness.
All right, let's hear. Did he say Giselle, the animal, or Tom Brady's wife while talking about Tatis?
Do you electric understand? On the base pass, hit like a madman.
He
defense like a.
Like
Giselle,
who is he similar to?
Okay, I have to freely admit it just completely went over my head. I did not.
Yadere blocked him out.
A Giselle.
Once he compared him to Andres Torres,
true.
I immediately blocked him out.
A Giselle.
Now, I think the next question we're all wondering is, can Fletch spell the animal gazelle?
Give it a
Why
shot.
Why are you kid. Looking at your computer?
Because I pulled it up to make sure I pronounced it right this time. It's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.
Well, yeah, that's just...
Surprised you didn't pronounce it Gazelli.
Hey, does anybody follow Manny Machado on the gram?
I didn't even know he was on the gram.
Well, he is on the gram.
All right.
It's at Machado's 13. So
okay.
His last name, S-13.
Gotcha.
And the sunset Saturday night...
Holy crap. I sent you guys the picture I took from La Jolla.
Yes.
You took
that photo? That looked like a professionally... But the sky spoke for itself.
It was insane.
I mean, from Alpine.
It was... I can imagine from Alpine. One of the most spectacular sunsets I've ever seen.
Fletch, you were out of town this weekend. Saturday night, it was like... Well, the good news is that the sky was not on fire. You say that in California, the sky can't actually be on fire. But the sunset in San Diego, I don't think in as many years as I've lived here, I don't think I've ever seen it like that.
No,
I'll
tell you, when Mount Pinatubo exploded in the Philippines, and this is going back to the early 90s, late 80s, whoa, the sky for like a month was purple and pink because of the ash in the air. This looked like a Bob Ross painting.
It really did.
Little happy sky.
It was such a great sunset. The star on your team took to Instagram to post a photo.
Had to.
Of what the sunset looked like at Petco Park. So Manny Machado posts the sky, the sunset of one of the photos. Looks like it's taken from the press box. And Manny Machado on the Instagram says, nothing better than this, hashtag home sweet home. Then someone's got jokes, of course. Mm-hmm. Johnny Boy said to him, nothing better than being 12 and a half back.
So would that be, is Johnny Boy a Dodger fan?
It kind of sounds like
First off, your name is Johnny Boy. Go away.
Seriously.
Johnny Boy.
Well, Manny Machado responded, not for long.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Now, is
not
it,
for long.
Is it better not to get involved with Johnny Boy and just let it roll off your back like water off a duck? Or is this kind of Manny Machado sticking up for his Padres team?
You know, it's one of those where it's like, good for you, man.
Johnny Boy.
To be a star and to read through your mentions, that would be exhausting.
Yeah.
But Manny's response, it was short, it was brief, it was in and out. But you do get the sense, and again, it's much easier to celebrate the signing of Manny Machado because of him being red hot. But I have been so impressed with Manny Machado being really the anti-Bryce Harper. Where when Bryce went to the Phillies, he got all caught up in his feelings about how things went down with the Washington Nationals. But not for one second has Manny Machado made us feel like, one, he's not excited to be a Padre, and two, you do get the sense that all these guys believe, you know, and this is much better than A.J. Preller coming on air and telling us 2020, 2021, 2022. You do get the sense that the players, most importantly, if it's going to happen, ultimately buy into the future of the Padres.
Right, and sometimes when you look, if a team goes on to have great success, which we hope they certainly will, you're going to go back and look at, all right, who were the leaders on the team? Who were what was the nucleus like? Yeah, you've got a young Fernando Tatis Jr. up here that has proven a massive spark. But when you have your superstars that are team first, mm-hmm. not Barry Bonds sitting in his own recliner in the clubhouse, but Manny Machado S type of person that is team first. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you point back, okay, there was one of the building blocks.
Good for Machado. Back to the text line. This is from the 619. They are on you today, Fletch. Oh, my goodness. Fletch, don't look now, but over the weekend, Reyes hit a pair of home runs. That means two home runs. They are all over you.
2.75.
If you would like to welcome me back today, the best thing you can do is attack Fletch on the text line. 70470. Begin your text with XTRA. And just a reminder, Extra 1360 has Comic-Con tickets. You want them. We are qualifying you. Now, we are qualifying you on our show, Hardwick Schaefer and Friends, also on the Loose Cannons. And we will announce a winner each day, a pull a name from a qualifier, at 5:45 for the Loose Cannons. Fletch, it's each and every day, right?
Yep, and our first qualifier today was Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Adam, you're in the running, my man.
And oh, he's also the one who's been making fun of you for moving in with your mom on Twitter.
Adam, pull his name. Scratch his name. Send him packing.
Oh, Adam, it was so short-lived.
Dork. Just kidding. And Fletch, we still have another qualifier coming in the 6 o'clock hour, too, right? All right. So,
20 minutes
qualifying
away.
Two an hour.
Look at
the
that.
Next 20 minutes, we will do it again. Something very, very special happened in the Richard Stachelski household, and Fletch will compare more Padres to supermodels. Best of the week.
3-3.
There's a lot more that happens over a weekend than we can fit in a three-hour show.
You have got to be shaving me. That is cartoonish. That only happens in cartoons.
Mike Costa and Judson Richards give you the best of the rest
with the best of the weekend.
Hey, just a reminder, we are qualifying two per hour, okay? Two per hour for Comic-Con tickets. They are also qualifying you during Hardwick Schaefer and Friends, Loose Cannons. We have Comic-Con tickets on Extra 13 Sixer. The winner will be announced every day 5:45 p.m. That's with the Loose Cannons. Ortberger is back today, so that'll be awesome. Text line is out there. It's working. 70470. Begin the text with FDRA. This one, the 619, says, Fletch, FYI, if they ever ask you to spell spelling bee, there are two E's after the B.
Thanks,
were you,
bro.
Were you aware of that?
Let's see. Spelling bee. S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G-B-A-A. Spelling bee.
Sounds right to me.
What was your best of the weekend out there, people? 70470, 844-570-1360. It was, you know, we are blessed with sunsets. This was an unforgettable kind of sunset.
You know, and my brother-in-law, who has his in-laws visiting from San Antonio, Texas, his mother-in-law said, it's almost like, is this a precursor to the aliens attacking us?
I know, because it felt like something was on fire.
Yeah, everybody was outside staring up into the sky.
Right. And it was so great. Like, you try not to just do what everyone is doing, right? But your Instagram, your Facebook, the Twitter, especially if you're at Petco Park, everyone was posting sunsets. And it wasn't like the eye roll kind of thing. It was like, more.
Yeah.
Show me more. I want to see more. I need to see more.
I think a lot of times, especially in the city, we don't stop and smell the proverbial roses.
You're right.
And the sunsets are one of those. You know, take 5 seconds ago, holy crap, we live in a great place.
If you'd like to share your best of the weekend with us, we'd love to hear it, 844-570-1360. Fletch, what about you? You're moving around a lot better. Can we get an update on the bod?
Knee feels great. Should be ready to go here pretty soon.
Whoa. Does that mean back to the hardwood?
No.
What is ready to go here?
Walking?
I played golf this weekend.
Wow.
Did you really?
Fletch is golfing now.
Any ill effects?
Like 3 good shots on 9 holes, but that's like about average.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the swelling like afterwards?
Really not bad. And I got on a plane right after that.
Look at you, man.
Damn. You fly in for the tournament, you play, and you fly right out.
Look at you.
Just like that PGA Tour you follow so closely with your app.
Love that app.
Love it.
Download it now. Says nobody. Costa, what about you? Your weekend?
I mentioned I was at beautiful La Jolla Shores yesterday. Weekend was great. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, I'm out in the water with my brother-in-law and my nephews, and Toph was with me. And about 5 feet away, here comes a massive harbor seal.
Boom. Man.
I mean, to the point where I could reach out and touch this guy if I wanted to.
Don't do that.
They'll bite you. So I had a close encounter with the seal, and then Toph, with his eagle eyes, spotted a stingray right before I almost stepped on. He's all, "Dad!" And the thing goes shooting off.
God, that poor stingray.
Yeah. Crushed it. And then we're swimming in relatively deep water, like 10 to 15 feet of water, and it was leopard shark city. Just swimming all around and whatever. So I was basically Jacques Cousteau at La Jolla Shores.
What did the stingray say they got stepped on by Costa? Nothing. It's dead.
Okay. I didn't step on the stingray.
Thank God.
Okay.
Did that seal give you a Judson Richards? What's up, my man?
My man! Seals don't talk, Fletch.
Hey, buddy, you don't got spots.
But they're like brothers.
He's making it sound like I'm shaped like a harbor seal. They just kind of blah, 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 along. It was kind of cool to be in the ocean. What about yours?
Some people say those seals move like Giselles.
This one was moving like a Giselle.
The water Giselle.
Yeah, they're widely known as the water Giselles of Southern California.
Can we please hear again the Fernando Tatis Jr., how you described him at shortstop?
Electric on the base pass, hit like a madman, defense like a Giselle.
I mean, he's just...
I even started to say Gazelle.
No. You corrected yourself. Your brain said we're going Giselle.
At least we're not talking over each other, so that's good.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Can I brag a little bit? Not about me.
When don't you?
Okay. I got nothing. I mean, I live with my mom. Please. I'm fat as hell. I got nothing going on for me.
Finally admits
as
it.
You
go
guys
ahead.
Keep
the floor is yours. Just try not to break the floor.
Can I brag about my beautiful fiance?
I'm in love.
just for a minute or two. Okay. You guys know her. You know how great she is, right?
Is she hanging with us on Wednesday?
She is hanging with us on Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Yes, if she can get time off of work. Why? Because she's the hardest GDN worker I know.
Okay.
So my fiance works for Core Power Yoga. She is currently an area lead. Right. She oversees 6 studios.
Okay.
But most recently, she was the manager of Point Loma. Core Power.
Okay.
And so they have this thing every year, and it's a, you know, because Core Power began in Denver.
Okay.
The first studio was built in Denver. And so they have their summit. It's a, you know, it's a company summit where they bring in all the managers and area leads, and then they kind of celebrate and they workshop and they have fun and they do yoga stuff and whatever. So they have kind of this big event or party or ceremony at the last night before they leave. They're there for a week.
Okay.
And they give out awards. So they announce Manager of the Year out of 230 studios around the country.
Where'd she come in?
Lauren was number one.
Oh!
She won Best Studio Manager for a very, very large company out of 230 studios.
What is that? What do you get with that? Like a, well, you get a trophy?
Yeah. Yes. She got a
free yoga mat.
She got a beautiful, beautiful trophy that is sitting up in the library in Alpine. So congratulations to her.
What about a little of this stuff?
They acknowledge how hard she works.
Little cash money?
Out of 230 studios.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. Great, great, great stuff.
Congratulations.
Caller number 20 right now qualifies to win two passes to Comic-Con 2019.
I am inevitable.
Listen at 5:45 p.m. to see if the cannons call your name.
There it is. Okay, you want to go? We got the tickets. We're qualifying you. Very easy. Caller number 20, 844-570-1360. You're in the running. Everybody in the baseball world, I think, now knows who Fernando Tatis Jr. is. With his star rising like a rocket and him playing like a Giselle, what will his ceiling end up being? And will we see it as a Padre? We'll discuss.